Well, thank you very much. Secretary General Xi, Deputy Special Representative Mahdi, Ambassador Lisson, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to everyone. Welcome to the WTO. We're here today to ask ourselves some very important questions. How can trade policies and practices help in dealing with natural disasters? And what could the WTO itself do to support this effort? UNISDR says that, and I quote, disaster risk reduction is everyone's business, end of quote. And I absolutely agree with that sentiment. So my hope is that this symposium will stimulate dialogue on these issues. We need to better appreciate the nature of the hazards faced. We also must understand the work that is being undertaken to respond, to promote recovery, and to foster resilience. Today's event is an opportunity to share ideas and explore what role the trade community may play. And in tackling this issue, it is appropriate that we seek the views and the expertise of the organizations like the IFRC, UNISDR, and others, both within and outside the UN system. So I'm very pleased to welcome our panel today, and I'd like to thank Ambassador Lisson and the Australian government for their support to take this work forward. It may not seem immediately clear what role trade has in the debate on natural disasters. Some people will have a hard time connecting the two. But I think I can point to some very clear elements which have been highlighted by WTO members themselves. At the front of our minds is the declaration by Dominica and other Eastern Caribbean states, which was made at the WTO's 11th Ministerial Conference in December last year in Buenos Aires. The declaration and the plenary statements made by ministers highlighted the catastrophic damage done in the Eastern Caribbean by last year's hurricane season, and they pointed to the role that the multilateral trading system has to play in enabling reconstruction and rebuilding, in promoting recovery by enabling the flow of essential supplies. So this is perhaps the most obvious example of natural disasters being raised at the WTO. But when you start to look at the records, it quickly becomes clear that the issue has arisen quite regularly in our work. For example, the economic impact of such events has featured in our trade policy reviews. Haiti's 2015 review is a case in point. It discusses the 2010 earthquake and the successive storms that hit the island after the earthquake. The Tohoku earthquake and tsunami appeared in Japan in 2013 at Japan's trade policy review. And references to Hurricane Katrina were noted in past trade policy reviews of the United States. This year, the trade policy review of Vanuatu is an opportunity to look at recovery from Cyclone Pam. The fact that Vanuatu's graduation from least developed country status had to be pushed back until 2020 is an indication of the impact that these events can have. And I should note that a project funded by the Enhanced Integrated Framework has helped in recovering from the damage caused in that country. In addition, amongst the list of waivers by the General Council, you will find trade preferences granted to Nepal in the wake of the April 2015 earthquake and aftershocks. If you go back further, you will find another time-limited package of tariff preferences, this time approved for Pakistan in the wake of the 2010 floods. Natural disasters were also raised in the context of the Trade Facilitation Agreement. And I recall the words of Ambassador Conejos from the Philippines, and he was at the time chairing the preparatory committee that laid the groundwork for the implementation of the agreement. And he said that the TFA, and I quote, would provide an enabling environment to allow members to respond more quickly to future crises, end of quote. And I would also argue that there is a role for trade in resilience. Services trade, for example, is essential in providing the necessary insurance cover. Look further through the archives, and I'm sure that you will find other examples as well. So it's clear that these issues are already a common feature of our work. We have been, however, largely reactive. We have been finding solutions and highlighting problems as and when they arrive. So we have never taken the initiative of looking at the problem as a whole and considering beforehand how we should respond. And this is what we should be trying to do today. Indeed, it's very important for us to have one eye on these issues because the effects of our decisions can cut both ways. The right policy can help boost supply-side capacity and restore trade after disaster. Now, the wrong measure could stifle recovery, erode resilience, and restrain development. So how do we move forward from here? There is already a body of work that we can pull together and examine. As we will hear from our speakers today, there is a tremendous amount that is going on in other bodies. It may be helpful for us to look at this work in more detail and consider how it relates to our activities here. We could examine, for example, how it relates to our agreements or how it connects to other cross-cutting areas such as trade policy reviews, the Aid for Trade program, and our interactions with other organizations. As ever, precisely how we do this is up to our members. And for clarity's sake, we're not looking at the creation of new processes. This is not it. This is more about surveying what we and others are doing and how we might improve. But I'm confident that the trade community can play a positive role in responding to this urgent issue. I'm ready to support members in this effort. And just before I close, I'd like to leave with a final thought. Rigorous studies suggest that the frequency and severity of natural disasters are likely to increase. So this issue is not going to go away. So let's be better prepared and better informed the next time that we are called to respond. Thank you very much.